The Ethiopian government has been very careful at acknowledging its real role in Somalia, and it remains a little bit of a grey area. It seems to be quite an important Ethiopian force. Of course, in the recent past, we have been very concerned and we've exposed some of the abuses that Ethiopian troops committed in Somalia against civilians between 2007 and 2009. It seems that they are also advancing towards the Bay and Bakool region with potentially the aim to retake the city of Baidoa, which is in the hands of Al-Shabaab. We're already hearing reports of civilians fleeing the area in Bay and Bakool.
One of the main problems that you highlight are the militias aligned with the Kenyan troops and the Ethiopian troops.
All these different militias in the south of Somalia, in the center of Somalia, and in Mogadishu are sort of aligned with the TFG in the sense that they are all fighting against Al-Shabaab. But the sort of chain of command and authority on these militia is not clear at all, of course. And these militia are not particularly made accountable for anything they do. In addition, you have international support, you know, Kenya support, Ethiopian support towards this militia, which has been done in a way that has been very untransparent. Kenya and Ethiopia, for instance, haven't told UN Sanctions Committee about what exactly they are providing to this militia. Are they providing weapons? Are they providing equipment? How much they are propping them to sort of control some of the cities they retake? All of this is, of course, creating more confusion, more chaos, and it's not at all clear what the future of the people who live in these areas controlled by these militias now, what the future of these people is.
One of the other areas that you highlight in terms of human rights abuses is the use of child soldiers and punishment killings.
Al-Shabaab has been and is still responsible for many horrific human rights abuses, one of them being the forced recruitment of children. I mean, it's not only children, of course. Young adults are also forcibly recruited, as well as elders sometimes. But child recruitment has been on the increase in the past sort of 2 or 3 years with the military pressure that Al-Shabaab is facing at the moment, that it has stepped up again its recruitment of children. It is very likely that as the operations advance, that they will find more and more of these children who have been forcibly recruited. What do you do with these children who disassociate themselves from Al-Shabaab or who are captured from Al-Shabaab? There seems to be no real program in place to ensure their protection and to ensure their reintegration into society.